German Jewish women writers still have much to tell us about the Holocaust. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Carola Daffner, associate professor of global languages and culture at the University of Dayton, delves into this history.
Anne Frank's story is well known. Generations have read her diary or seen her life depicted on screen or stage. Accounts like hers help us grasp the trauma of the Holocaust on a deeper level. Many women's voices, however, are lesser known. Examining their stories allows us to better understand victims' diverse experiences. Poet and writer Gertrud Kolmar, for example, writes of isolation and loss of privacy. After Kristallnacht, or the Night of Broken Glass, Kolmar and her father were evicted from their home, moved to a Judenhaus, a Jew's house, and she was forced to work in an arms factory. She died in 1943 in Auschwitz. Along with her published work, some of her writing survives today because Kolmar mailed it out of the country or buried it in her backyard. Another German Jewish writer was Clementine Krämer. She also protected her writing by mailing it to her nephew in New York. Krämer's stories cover themes still relevant today: gender equality and discrimination, in addition to war and migration. She was also well known as an activist and community leader. She died in the Theresienstadt concentration camp in 1942. Twice marginalized as German Jews and as women, Kolmar and Krämer repeatedly risked their lives by writing about political changes and social tension they experienced, and by experimenting with different social realities in their stories. There are many studies of the Third Reich, but most focus on male experiences. Women's voices need to be rediscovered if we want to gain a fuller and more nuanced understanding of life under National Socialism.
That was Carola Daffner of the University of Dayton. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.